12 short stories accompanied by 12 original paintings. Katie Soljak combines two of her passions in her new book, My First Real Pash, and other stories. Katie's planning a book and painting tour next year off the back of the launch at her local art gallery on Waiheke Island this month. The title story has had a tweak since it was first broadcast on RNZ. We'll let Katie reveal what and why. In the meantime, here's Rachel Smith reading from My First Real Pash.
I remember my first real kiss. It was Keith Kennedy from Hastings, a stocky, swarthy lad who was 15 and could drive. It happened at the Friday night social at the St. George's Church Hall in Havelock North. The dress I wore that night was a straight A-frame mini with pink, chocolate brown and fawn splotches on a white background. Keith Kennedy asked me to dance and we stayed together all night after that. There wasn't a band, just a record player playing rock and roll and the top 40 hits of the time. Here's a Rebel by the Crystals was my favourite track and the first 45 I'd bought with money from babysitting. Back to Keith. He was sexy. I remember liking his muscular body and strong arms. I liked his name, Kennedy. We were all still sad about JFK. Keith had driven his father's work truck to the dance, so we danced glued together like two new shoots in the undergrowth, grooving, moving closely together.
Well, kia ora. Katie, welcome to Standing Room Only.
Oh, hello.
I should mention...
hear part of my story being read
there. I should mention that you're also a musician, and we'll come to that, Katie, too. But for this collection, which come first for you, the paintings or the stories? See, I'm assuming the stories, but assumption's a really dangerous thing. So what's the relationship between your writing and your painting?
Right. Well, the writing really, writing short stories, that probably started around 2008. And then I didn't really start painting until 2016. So that's been later. So when I decided to put this book together during, the beginning of this year, I decided to do a painting to go with each story. So yeah, the stories definitely came first.
Are you a very visual writer? I just imagine being a painter also that you might be. Yeah. So as you're writing, the faces of the characters are there with you?
Yes, I like to stories that I like to read, I like to be able to visualise, from good writing. And so I try to do that with mine. Mm.
I mentioned that you're also a musician. So is there a connection between your stories and the lyrics that you write for your songs?
I think the style, it's been mentioned that the way I write the stories, there's music in the story writing, but some of my songs are actually stories, but yeah, so I guess there's a connection, but it's not like I've written a song for all of these stories. So
In the collection, I was thinking perhaps particularly the early stories in it feel they have a semi-autobiographical feeling to them. I have no idea if that's true or not, but I mean, are they based on experiences?
Yes, they are. Basically, most of them are somewhat autobiographical. And then there's some, obviously, the one where there's a murder in it, which is called File This, that's completely made up. But they're based on real experiences. And I've either changed the names to protect the innocent or, I've used real experiences in my life, yes.
I mentioned in the introduction to this that the title story was played, was dramatised and read on RNZ, and you got some feedback from a listener that's led to a tweak.
Yes, that was great. I was really thrilled about that. It was the first story, my first real pash, and it was a guy who lived in Hastings, and he heard it on national radio, and he contacted me on Facebook to say that the rugby jerseys were, I'd said they were the wrong color. I think I said they were yellow and black initially, that in this version that was on the radio, and he said they're red and blue. So when I put the book together, I was able to change that, because we have to have the rugby jerseys be the right color.
We do, and that we do say here that our listeners know everything about everything, and that's really true.
No, I was thrilled though. You know, they get this message and how much he enjoyed the story and everything, and he was even trying to hunt down Keith Kennedy, which his only the last name was right. So I mean, that was quite funny. He was going to a lot of trouble to maybe he knew where he was.
Now, you that know, would be fascinating people. Too, wouldn't it?
I know. there's a Mr. Kennedy that works at the Regent Theatre, and I thought, oh, no, I don't know how far I want to take this, you know.
We may get some texts and emails for you later on, Katie, you never know.
Yes.
Hey, look, I think one of the linking themes between these are people living on the margins, you know, people feeling excluded, would you say?
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way, but yes, I could imagine it could be seen that way. It wasn't intentional to do it that way.
Were any of the stories, because you mentioned this kind of semi-autobiographical nature, and we go into some really interesting territory in that collection, were any of these quite difficult for you to write?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were actually quite difficult because, well, when you it's quite, some people have said, oh, you've been very frank and it's very raw. And when I read short stories, I actually like that quality. I like a real honesty about writing. So I guess, yes, I haven't tried to do that, but that's kind of how it's come out, you know.
We've talked a little bit about the title story. I thought we might talk about, I mean, it's so hard because they're all quite different. But what about File This? I might get just talk a little bit about that one.
Yes, well, that is completely made up, but that was also, I think that was read on the radio too, that one. Yes, that can be a little bit unsettling. It's very interesting that I wrote that actually in a writing class that I was taking with Mike Johnson, a creative writing class here on Waiheke Island. And when I actually read it, the initial version to the class, nobody figured out that there would actually be a murder in it. I don't want to spoil it for the readers if they do get this, you know, the book. But so I had to elaborate a little bit more. I realized that I hadn't, you know, quite showed that it was a subtle way of writing that there was a murder, but definitely there was. So the feedback there was when they didn't really get it, I thought, well, I have to make that a bit more, you know, real. So I did add a little bit to that.
Just to wrap this up, yeah. Katie, I read that you've been a rule breaker from a young age at Havelock North Primary School. It's just quite a lovely story.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, it's interesting because I did love art when I was young, and I used to do quite big, always go for the biggest piece of paper and was quite brave. And my work was held up as an example of what we don't want to see coming out of this classroom kind of an attitude. And it was held up for all the world to see and for the class. It was, you know, I don't know, it's about 10 or something. And from that minute on, I was so ashamed, and I just copied everybody else. And of course, at that age, all girls are drawing horses. They're all mad on horses in Hawke's Bay. They were. So I just started drawing horses to sort of fit in. But it wasn't until 2016 that I actually started painting again, and I absolutely love it now. It's something I'm really blissed out about doing, yes.
So you've got the relationship between your writing and your painting and your music. I wonder, given the last couple of years have been so tough on a lot of people, has having all of those creative outlets been helpful for you?
Yes, I've gotten very, very into all, well, particularly the writing and the painting over these last 2 years. And a lot of artists and writers I know here on Waiheke, they've actually, there's parts of lockdown that they've really enjoyed, and they feel like they can really get things done because there's less people popping in and less distractions, you know, that they haven't minded it that much, which is funny.
Kia ora, Katie Soljak there. My First Real Passion, Other Stories is published by Press.